listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain. Ha 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 ha
Yes. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And today, I am joined by my co-host, Rob D. How you doing, Rob?
Awesome. How you, folks? I'm just chilling here, reading about that lockdown of them tower blocks over in Melbourne, Australia. Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous, overreaching police state over suspected cases.
Absolutely. And do we have Will Turbot here tonight?
I don't see him lit up on my screen yet.
Okay.
We got Melvin.
Yes, we do. Well, that is... unfortunate. I actually got a surprise call from someone earlier. Before I get to that, do we have our guest tonight? Oh, it's Tuesday. My man, Rob.
No, ours is for mine. My guest will be on tomorrow. I'll confirm everything with her after the show today.
Oh, so I sort of just messed everything up. Okay.
No, nah, it's not messed up at all. It's, the calendar says Wednesday, but the calendar goes by USA time.
it gets confusing sometimes.
Yeah, I actually had to go back to my messages with her to see that I had confirmed for her the show will be on a Thursday, her time. So I went back and looked at all that. That's okay. I can still be responsible for contact. I'd love to have V on as a guest sometime. We could do an interview with him.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, it's just something about Tuesday just sticks in my head. I hate Tuesdays.
I'm loving it. I woke up, I'm breathing. You know, coffee was able to be made in fresh, cold water. It's steaming out here. It's in the 80s for Fahrenheit already out here this morning. The humidity is near 70%. I walked outside and I just closed the door and went back in. Yesterday I went and got some nice clothing for TV appearances so I can have a professional look. So save that as a treat for people. People not used to seeing me in nice clothes. Everything's on sale because of the COVID. All the shops. I got like 80% off on a suit and shirts and stuff. So I can look sharp and present that image that we want out there.
Well, I need to go and check out the sales then. I had no idea.
Yeah, I got from a place that turned out it was supposed to be one of the best suit makers in Izmir. I didn't know. I would just walk into the shopping center. You know, I'm looking for the bargain because, well, you're not going to wear the jacket all that often. You know, I thought I might want to have a vest and a nice shirt or a couple of them so I don't always have the same thing on every time I do something. And, well, He was just bargain city as I would question. I don't know. Oh, I'll take this much more off and this much more off till 80% off. Fine. Give me 3 shirts, a vest, pants, a jacket. I might as well take the tie now while it's that cheap. I think a whole outfit with 3 shirts, tie, came to 125. Can't argue with that.
Absolutely. Well,
so yeah, I'm looking forward to doing the TV stuff now. I'm ready to go.
Well, we'll definitely talk about that. Great news with developing things. Of course, I can't talk about, but I love teasing the audience. They're going to be blown away when they see the stuff. But anyhow, I got a call earlier this evening, and it was just like almost out of left field. Now, I got a phone call from an individual who claims that I have had a guest in my media, someone who is claiming to be someone they're not. In fact, this person is claiming to be her by a stolen identity. Have you ever heard of anything like that before?
Well, it's possible. There's a lot of cloning, as they call it sometimes on social media, of other people's accounts and work. It's easy to right-click away somebody's pictures and copy bio info. So, now I want to.
Well, this person is of, I don't want to ruin the surprise, but this person's of historical significance. Very important historical figure, especially for target individuals. So I was just blown away. And this other person I just befriended, well, you know, at least 2-3 years now, I have been covering information for her, and it's just, it just blows me away. And I'm supposed to be Mr. PSYOP recognizer, spotter. If this person turns out to be a fraud, I'm going to be very disappointed. And since we didn't have our guests lined up correctly this evening, we should just go ahead and go to the phone lines and just have discussions with the audience. So, I'm down for that. Let's get to line one. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hello, sir.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call in so quick, but I just want to say, how can we not blame Donald Trump for this? I mean, this is the most powerful man in the damn world, and he ain't doing anything for anybody. He ain't changing nothing. He's just standing there watching all this going by. So, I mean, everybody in this country who's just standing there going, oh, my God, Donald Trump's being hurt right now. No, you know what? We're all being hurt right now. So, I mean, I just wanted to say Donald Trump is not a victim here. We are. That's all I got, bro.
Well,
I agree with you. It's happening on his watch. He's happening on his watch. He stands shoulder to shoulder with a vaccine salesman known as Dr. Fauci, right? He let this person be there. He at one point had Robert Kennedy Jr. on his advisory committee about, you know, vaccine policy and safety, and then kicked him out, and then was seen in the news telling people to just get the shots, take the shots. I don't know if that's the exact quote, but that's the essence of what he says during a measles pandemic that was going through the news last year. So, yeah, I see presidents as always being selected, not elected. And his ties to the Rothschild banking family when they bailed out his casinos is quite evident. Oh, yeah, but that's playing left-wing, right-wing division tactics, isn't it? Oh, you got all these people trusting the plan, the Great Awakening. All these supposedly lists of celebrities and stuff have been executed, and some of them imprisoned or Gitmo. These are high-profile names I've seen coming across some of the info on coming across my Facebook yesterday, and I'm trying to tell people to prove it. Like, for instance, somebody says specifically that Keanu Reeves was arrested and executed. I'm like, prove this. Show me this. Isn't he in the middle of putting out the new Matrix movie? You know, and they'll go, oh, that'll just be a clone in this scenario. The excuses of deniability are out there. You can't convince people that have been that brainwashed by a Q psyop. And I do see Q as a psyop. I'm a show me person, and what Donald Trump has shown me is he shredded the Clean Water Act, right? He before election said, oh, he was going to stand with Stand and Rock. Well, then he approved that pipeline, which then leaked and poisoned the sacred waters. He has done so much harm the environment, which was counterintuitive to what he said during when he wanted to be elected, making America great again. I got to point out, when wasn't America great? Before. You know, he just come up with a slogan and some red baseball hats, and people are going to get all triggered even by what I'm saying. But you know what? I'm here to question paradigms. I'm here to help usher in a paradigm of fairness. But yeah, I have to agree with you, Andy. He not only dropped the ball, he left the ball at home, showed up for a game without even a glove on, you know, using the baseball term. So, yeah, we're so
And also, very quickly, if I may interject, I would like to add Melvin to the conversation, only if he promises not to use profanity.
Yes, I give you my word. I give you
All
my
right.
word.
All right, feel free to join Melvin. In.
Thank you so much. Good evening, folks. The commentary that you're stating about Mr. Trump, everything you said is true. He does seem to... have special interests at the forefront of his policy, especially when it comes to our natural resources. They're trying to sell off the land that has been protected for over 50, maybe longer, 100 years, federally protected lands to mining companies and special interest groups. And the pipeline that you stated, Rob, that caused all the environmental damages out there. Yes, he signed off on that also, and the pipeline in Alaska. But I wanted to interject. I was watching a something on that came through my media feed about his wife, Melania Trump. Is that how you pronounce her name, Melania?
Melania? Yeah. Something like that?
Melania.
I don't know.
Yeah. Now, there's been a lot of controversy swirling around her. You know, she's a... you know, she's done soft porn and this, that, to the next, and that she is not someone to be held up in comparison to our previous first lady, Mr. Obama's wife. But I seen a picture of her. She was wearing a dress that had markings on it that looked like, well, at first they were stating that it looked like something that Donald Trump had drew with a magic marker. But when I looked further into it, the dress that she was wearing was designed by a fashion designer, but it had the symbols on it and the drawings on it were from abused children that drew, you know, their interpretations of the trauma that they have gone through from being abused. And also, she recently did a interview or... yeah, she did it in something that she came out for. She made a statement that stated that Child Protective Services here in America is government-sponsored child trafficking. So she came out on the side of the parents and advocates who are trying to fight the Child Protective Services in this country. So if although Donald Trump may be... well, what he is, but his wife seems to be making some moves in the other direction, and that's gained my attention on the positive side.
I think every first lady has some, what I call them, their pet projects, is things that they had to help make a difference in the world. The Smart Starts in Schools was Michelle Obama's cause to get so kids can have meals and stuff like that, I believe. Reading was of George Bush's wife's, I'm not bad with the name, was when she was first lady, that was her big pet project. But, you know, at the end of the day, yes, since she had a sketchy past, it's how you grow from your past into your future self is that's the most important thing. Because we all make mistakes when we're younger, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, people knew who she was ahead of time.
Of course.
About the dresses she wears, she's well known for wearing a dress that had a big pink Q on it as well, just to bring it back to the psyops. I do see a psyop and how we're being played. You know, I could go into the rabbit hole about Michelle Obama. There's a lot of controversy surrounding
her. Yes, quite a bit.
Well, some claim that she's a man.
Yes.
So I got to go there. You know, and some of the evidence for that seems quite compelling. But at the end of the day, whether or not somebody chooses a certain gender or something, this isn't for me to criticize. The fact remains that, yes, she had some projects that did good for people in the long run. I think the ending of the smart starts in schools is something that has happened due to this lockdown. It's probably led to a lot of hunger and malnutrition in children across America. I don't see that how door-to-door meals are going to be delivered or have been delivered during these trying times, so to speak, this new normal that seems to be the same old chaos more visible. Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's fair we're going at Trump today because we had a good go at Biden the other day. Let's be fair. Our oppressors make it too easy, don't they?
Yeah, way too easy. And I don't know. I'm quite upset with Trump. And how is it that these politicians, what's wrong with people where they have sympathy for the president with the situation that really isn't harming him, but when it comes to their own situation, it's like, well, you know, I mean, people should have more self-worth and more presence of importance. You cannot talk about Trump if you at least don't feel as though you are equal to him. You don't have to feel better, but equal. Why? Because Trump is American, you're an American. But the president's seat is as a seat of honor, at least it was. But we must not let that go to our heads.
Well, hey, well, can we talk about these people on YouTube and whatnot that are being, everybody's being gone. Everybody's gone. I mean, YouTube, BitChute, they're all being kicked off of this place. We can't even talk about the truth anymore. I mean, we got a president that said, oh, I'm going to fix this. And then it's been 6 months since he said that, and he's not fixing anything. So, I mean, this guy's not our president. This guy can't do anything for us. This guy is just a person up there telling us what we want to hear, but not following through with anything. Does anybody follow that? You understand that? You get that? Are you okay with that?
Well, I have to disagree with you. Although some of the his antics might border on buffoonery, it seems that he is making progress in going after the child traffickers and pedophiles, and he has taken some positive steps towards targeting high profile celebrities and you know, the elites who have been involved in this pedophile scandal, which is a crime against humanity. It's a worldwide thing. I've seen accounts of where some of these elitists in their private estates and different locales across the world, even in America, have had groups of children there who, you know, of course, they're being molested and abused. All right. Time for our radio break.
Yes. Coming up on a break. We'll be right back, guys.
Thank you. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000.
All right, all
right. Everything we do is over 9,000.
We are back from break. This is our short segment, but we're just having a general discussion here. And, you know, I would like for, I believe, Melvin, finish your statement. I'm sorry, was it Alan speaking?
Yeah. No, it was Melvin. Me.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mr. Trump seems to have made some progress and dismantling this worldwide network of child pedophiles. And he's targeted some high-profile individuals. I've been hearing rumors that there are going to be some arrests, detainments, and possibly some suicides that seem to be, orchestrated or contrived, but he has supposedly certain celebrities, Ellen DeGeneres, these three come to mind: Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah Winfrey, and Tom Hanks are supposed to be three of the high-level pedophiles that are targeted by Mr. Trump's initiative to dismantle this worldwide pedophile ring that's been occurring. As I was stating previously before the break, some of these rich and elite individuals on their private estates, they have these children there. And from the reports that I've seen, not only are these children being sexually molested, but for an afterthought or after party, they, as terrible as it sounds, they send a group of children out into the bush there while these rapists and molesters hunt them down and kill them. It's like a human hunt of children that's been occurring. And they say the royals are involved in this, especially the relatives of the Queen of England and I think it's, I don't want to state the wrong country, but a lot of the leaders of some of the countries in Europe are deeply involved in these activities of hunting these children down and killing them for sport. So Mr. Trump seems to, although he's been associated with having made numerous trips himself to Mr. Epstein's island of pleasure, but I don't know if he's just trying to cover his own tracks or if he's truly intent on trying to dismantle this crime against humanity. Thoughts?
Well, I don't know.
I got a thought. Justice is supposed to be visible, right? You know, let's just say, you know, and Joe Q Public does a crime of child molestation. They get a perp walk with pictures taken as they're going to court. They get very visibly sentenced so society could see this is what happens to you when you do these terrible things. And I'm sorry, I don't find it to be justice to hear what, let's say, Epstein is put in a cell and then he kills himself while he's under a suicide watch and all the cameras and closed circuit television is not working again. The same old things. And now you hear about I don't know how to pronounce her name, Ghislaine Maxwell, right? And she's been in there with COVID. Yeah, I did that very specifically with her name. I really don't know how to pronounce it though. In all fairness, and she's going to die of the COVID mysteriously, you know, so she can at least add a statistic.
Oh, yeah, meanwhile, the COVID. Who would have thought of that?
Yeah, the COVID. Meanwhile, there's they get the Mossad agent that is them that has been infiltrated into the United States because, you know, they use sexual things as leverage against people to get them to do what they want. When people are doing unsound things, they can use that as the blackmail to get policies in politics, you know, proposed and then passed through as laws. And to just say, I compared it to the other day, and this whole child molestation, human trafficking ring that's going on, it's like a big bus. So once in a while, they take a passenger off the bus and throw it underneath the bus. They don't throw the bus driver off the bus, do they? And he don't go underneath the bus or the bus itself. So we hear about a justice that's injustice. It's not the same for us. You hear mysterious things. You know, this. You brought up the royal family. And fact checkers will tell you that this is wrong, but it's true. 10 missing children from a birthday party in 1964 disappeared that were in the royals' charge. Queen Elizabeth and the Duke of Edinburgh were charged with that and supposedly found guilty. But this is a short segment, so we'll go to commercial five.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
I'm enjoying this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Freak out, yo!
Guys, I need a little bit of a microphone adjustment here. So you guys, start without me. I'll be right there in a minute. Okay?
I'll just continue then with my thought. It's just, again, the justice is served very cold to us. We're held to a different type of harassment when accused of a crime, right? As soon as we're accused, the press basically tries you and finds you guilty if it suits their agendas. And what Melvin was saying, certain high-profile people supposedly under house arrest. The list is very, very long, actually, of some of the people supposedly that take it to Gitmo or executed, according to the Q narrative. I have to go with that. This is, most of this stuff is coming from the people that swear by everything that Q says is true and is going on. I'm more of a show-me person. You know, you have to show me. The perp walk or things like that. He was mentioned in the Royals, and there's a lot of conspiracy about missing children around them. It's not just hunting of the children that's going on there. I don't know if any of the listeners, some of you will be aware of the adrenochrome problem. and how they this is a drug that's supposed to keep them young, our celebrity people. I mean, look at Cher. She's hardly aged visibly, and she's in her 70s. Her pictures on the 60s, she looks exactly the same. That they do is they'll torture somebody, and the torture releases an adrenaline into their blood that they then extract from the victim, usually at the base of the skull. And children, you can put a trauma into a child just by saying a threat, or your parents are never coming back, or some terribleness is that I read about was the torture of actually cutting the faces off of children and then putting the face on like a mask, like a sick Texas Chainsaw Massacre type character, and making the child see that to torture these children. And we've got to say that there's a very dark element to society of these people that observe gods that most people don't. Some people call it Satanism and stuff like that. But it's a terribleness is going on that needs to be put an end to, but I don't visibly see it. It's not fair to say that it would hurt America too much to know that their heroes from Hollywood are doing terrible things, or that some of the world leaders are doing terrible things. It wouldn't hurt the world to know that justice was being done in the name of these children. What do you think, Mel?
Well, I think that you're absolutely right. You're spot on with your comments and your commentary. And it seems from the information that I've been receiving and I've seen from different sources that Mr. Trump is actually going after these people. And, you know, I've seen an account. I read something today which kind of made me chuckle that said that Mr. Trump is Q, Anon. He's the main one. He's Q. And he's out there trying to right the wrongs of these individuals that are perpetuating these crimes against humanity and children. And the endochrome thing that you mentioned, they have these children in a terrified state, which increases their adrenaline and their fear levels. And they are slayed at that moment when they're most fearful. And then the blood is extracted from these children and it's being drinking by individuals who feel that somehow that this makes them stay young. So, you know, that analogy brought me to, my readings and stories of vampires. Now, what is the most fearful thing that a vampire can do to an individual than pounce on them in the middle of the night? Their adrenaline is going, and then the vampire sinks his teeth into their neck and drinks their blood when they're at their most terrified and helpless state. And vampires seem to stay alive and live, you know, perpetually in a state of youth for endless years. So the endochrome thing by drinking the blood of children, it's like vampires. That's what they're trying to do.
The similarities are definitely astounding when it comes to this. But, you know, we got to be real about this, though. We need to really, I mean, how can, was it 100,000 children go missing a year or
more.
I mean, that's off the radar. That's off everything. Okay. Now, I know, as a black man, I know I cannot not be missing. I mean, I would be gone. I didn't mean to get racial there, but again, you know, walking down the street in the U.S., got every cop in the world staring me down. I've got to deal with this, got to deal with that. If I want to take a break and sit at the park for an hour, I've got somebody there immediately who's offended by my presence and wants to shoo me along, no loitering, etc. Da, 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 da. And so it's with that, at the surveillance state, there is no excuse for children to go missing. There's just no excuse for that.
Absolutely.
that tells you right there that, and you know, the government's supposed to be responsible with this whole surveillance state. Oh, but then again, they can't stop any crimes. They can't stop. They can't track missing children. I mean, what do we have the NSA for? I mean, I know what they're really there for, but you know, on paper, in the public's eye, they still haven't done anything. Not stopped a single terrorist. You know, they not stopped a single cyber crime. And huge amounts of money. If people understood the amount of money funneled into the NSA, you would, and not getting anything back, you would be on a murderous rampage.
It would be flabbergasting if people see.
We keep talking about these trillions that go missing from the Treasury. The CIA is like, don't talk about it. Yeah, well, so that's just proof in the pudding. Anybody can say anything as far as, you know, responsibility, dependency, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you cannot look past what you see right in front of your face.
Well, most people cannot.
Police protect and serve. We're gonna beat and kill you. So, I mean, we got to stop listening and start looking and then start reacting. I'm sorry.
People are walking around with blinders on, though. They are just focused on, you know, their white picket fence, their little cubicle, and they feel that, you know, they're fine. So whatever is happening outside of their circle doesn't involve them. It doesn't affect them. But injustice to one is injustice to all. And as you were saying, V, with the NSA there, the CIA is the largest purveyors of the child trafficking and pornography. And because, as you stated, you know, they follow these high profile individuals who have a preference for children to abuse them, and, you know, sexually or in any other way. So the CIA has actually provided circumstances where these children become available to these individuals, and then they record it, or, you know, they keep track of what's going on and use that as leverage against these world leaders to get them to bend to the policies that the our government would like to enact.
Yes, I've been saying that for a long time.
Yes, you have.
Absolutely.
And yeah, they use code words and stuff in their messages and emails to each other. For instance, to order you, V, being black, they would order the walnut sauce and a slice of pizza, or the hot dog. The pizza was the girl, the hot dogs are the boys, and the walnut sauce was a dark color. You know, they have this, they're people for order. It's not just snatching a random child. It's so they can get their sexual perversions out, as well as the adrenochrome later. And we see it sometimes portrayed in movies as well, the torture chambers and evil dark person, so that we'll dismiss it when it happens in real life as saying, oh, this is just something from a movie, this is just fiction. But the reality of the situation is it's going on, and the entire bus needs to be thrown underneath the wheels of justice. But the wheels of justice seem to grind to a halt when the almighty dollar is waved in front of the blind eyes. Maybe the mask of justice itself is just a huge sheet of money, I sometimes think, because I don't trust the system anymore. With Donald Trump, with a stroke of his pen, can use the powers from the Patriot Act to lock people up without trial. He could end this immediately. He's chosen not to. He can make sure justice was very visibly done. But I don't see it happening, and I'm not a blind faith person. My faith has not only been shaken in this planet as I've grown older, but my realize, and other people as well need to just set the psyops apart and start looking at what do they see going on. I see a planet locked down rather than a bunch of pedophiles being locked down. You know, I see the exact opposite of what Trump said was going to happen. I don't see a single drop of water coming out of the